Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, I did a lot of research over the weekend. Yeah, while some of you were enjoying the beautiful, well, heat wave in many parts of the country, but you're out and about doing things, hopefully getting out of the house, doing some of the things that you've not been able to do previously because of, you know, all of the concerns with the coronavirus and the fact that people are trying to stay home because, well, at the end of the day, nobody wants to catch that stuff. And I'm included in that. So I know a lot of my acquaintances that I know, they went out to do things this weekend. I even got a few offers to, hey, why don't you come out to Inks Lake? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm just, first of all, I'm going to stay out of the heat. I've had enough of that in my lifetime. And second of all, I just don't want to expose myself because I don't want to take the risk of what's going on out there. So what did I do all weekend? Well, I went into research mode. That's right. I started looking at all kinds of things that had to do with investing. I wanted to get a holistic approach to, you know, what different types of investments are out there. Now, on this show, I talk about two types of investments, and primarily two types of investments, and that's it. Single family investments, multifamily investments. Now, these are investments that we make in real estate. These are investments that, when made properly, pay you five different ways, technically six different ways in the multifamily space. We talk about this a lot on the show. But then I started thinking, a lot of you aren't doing that. In spite of the fact that we show you that real estate investing is actually a better vehicle to get you to a place of retirement in a much faster time frame and putting you on a path so that you do not have to rely on having a job or a pension or your 401ks or your IRAs or these other investment vehicles that are out there. A lot of you still do what you do. You're still investing in things that aren't real estate. So I decided to do kind of a deep dive. I mean, I found a ton of information out there, and my head, to be honest with you, is still hurting from all of the information overload that I received. But here's a piece of information that really caught my eye, and this comes from the Security and Exchange Commission. Now, these are the folks that basically enforce the laws on how investments are offered and sold to you, and part of their mission is to protect you, the investor. That's an important part of their mission. That's what they say right there. They go on to say they can't tell you what investments to make, but they provide you a wealth of unbiased information to help you evaluate your choices and to protect yourself against fraud. Okay, so you've got a government agency out there that's on your side. They're out there assisting you with making sure that your investing is going well. Well, then I spotted this little paragraph on their website, and I thought, you know, let me read this. And so I read it. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read it to you because I think it goes to an extreme end to make many of the points that I make on this radio show. You ready? Here it goes. According to the SEC, it says a few people may stumble into financial security. What they're saying there is that some of you get lucky. You just fall into it. Maybe it's inheritance. Maybe, you know, somebody in your family did real well in investing in something in a previous generation, and that trickled over to you. But then it goes on to say this. But for most people, the only way to attain financial security is to save and invest over a long period of time. Let me read that again. For most people, the only way to attain financial security is to save and invest over a long period of time. You just need to have your money work for you. That's investing. That's That's the wisdom that comes out of the SEC. And it's part and parcel with all of the social programming that you've experienced. All of the people that have told you in your life that this is the way you retire. This is how you do it in today's America. And I'm here to tell you, no, you don't have to be on that long 30, 40, 50 year roadmap to trying to retire yourself, only to hope that you have enough money accumulated so that you can live off, you know, the magic 4%. You guys have heard that before. You get as much money as you can, you accumulate it, hopefully it's $1 million or more, and then you live off of 4% of that every year, and you should be good for 30 years. Yeah. You know how many people make it to that magic million? Not very many. Not a whole lot of people make it to that magic million. And I saw another article when I was doing my research that said, you know, that $1 million target really needs to be a $3 million target, because they made an analysis that said, you know, by the time you finally get to where you're trying to get to, and for a lot of you, you're still on a 30-year, 40-year glide path. Some of you are closer, but a lot of you are still a great distance away from that so-called financial milestone. And that article said you need to have $3 million because the cost of living when you get there is going to be more expensive. So how do you do it? How do you stay on a program where you're trying to save your way to retirement only to have speed bumps in life come along and interfere? Well, it's the way we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited, by using real estate. Remember I said single family and multifamily? Those are the investments that we use in order to achieve different forms of cash or money by investing correctly. It's that simple. Hey, we come back. I'm going to get into some of these investments that the SEC tells you are out there and see if they work for you. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, what I'm going to recommend to you is this. Don't be most Americans. That's right. Don't be most Americans. You watch TV ads, and the ads say, most Americans buy this, or most Americans do that. So we all think that, you know, we've got to be in the majority. We have to be a part of that group that's driving all of these things. But do you really? I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I'm in the majority of people for a lot of things that I do. Now, I will tell you that I'm one of those Americans that has managed to retire myself before the age of 60. I did it not too long ago. I used real estate and fundamental information that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited on how to approach investing. And I used that information to get myself retired. I did it in 2 years. It was an amazing thing. Before I found Lifestyles Unlimited, I was working until I was 70. That was my game plan. So I'm not in the vast majority of Americans, because I've done something that the vast majority of Americans don't do. Now, what about you? Do you go with the herd instinct? Do you go with the herd attitude? Are you one of those people that says, well, if everybody's doing it, it must be good? Well, I'll tell you, for most Americans, a retirement savings plan, which you build over time during your working years, is an essential part of securing your retirement. And as I pointed out on the show previously, not on today's episode, but on other episodes, it's failing. It's not working. It's not getting you to that place that you're trying to get to called retirement. It's a broken system. Now, you might be different. You might be one of those people that, you know, at the age of 30, you sat down with your financial planner. You came up with a game plan. You came up with a roadmap that's going to get you to financial freedom. And you're going to use savings and investing into different types of investment products as the mechanism to get you there. And you're dedicated. You are tight with your money. You're not going to allow anything to occur that's going to cause you to tap into that money. You're going to have the mindset of, hey, out of sight, out of mind for your ordinary living expenses or anything else that you deem appropriate. And you're going to stay the course. You're going to do that for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years. For some of you, you're going to do that for up to 50 years, and you're going to amass this great pile of cash, and then you're going to use that money to live off of, and you're going to live this extraordinary lifestyle that you were never able to live in your working years. I'm at a loss. I just set the stage for something that very rarely occurs. It very rarely occurs. And it's troublesome. See, there are a lot of you that get to a point of retirement and you've got a pile of cash, but it's not that pile of cash that you were trying to get to. Maybe there were some missteps in your investing philosophy. Maybe there was, you know, a need to tap into those funds for a particular reason. I mean, right now, the government is allowing you with all kinds of, you know, restrictions to go in and tap into maybe up to $100,000 of the money you've got in your retirement funds and take that out and use that to help sustain yourself now because maybe you're out of work or maybe you've taken a reduction in your income. You're finding it difficult to make ends meet. And there's a lot of you doing it. It happens. There are those of you that have to tap into those funds because maybe you ran into an unforeseen medical issue. You know, you didn't have the right insurance, or you had the right insurance, but it just didn't pay all the money that you needed it to pay. So you've got this huge copay. Maybe you got COVID-19 and you went into the hospital, and maybe you went into the ICU. And now you've got this huge medical bill that you've got to deal with. In the meantime, you were dealing with being ill and you had the potential to pass away from this virus. See, I'm here to tell you, no matter how diligent you think you're going to be over a 30 or 40 year period, there are going to be bumps in the road that are going to have the ability to impact on the money you're trying to save for retirement. You may find a different use for that money that has a near-term or a now need as opposed to years from now. And what about the fact that up to 29% of all Americans don't even make it to the retirement age? They pass away before they even get there. They never get to enjoy retirement. They never even get to dip their toes in the water. It happens. And part of the problem that all of these investments I'm going to talk about in a few minutes, I'll probably have to wait until the next segment. Part of the problem that all of these different types of investment products have is they don't pay you five different ways. Yeah, they maybe pay you one way or possibly two ways, but they don't pay you the five ways that we get paid in real estate. They don't produce cash flow. They potentially produce appreciation, if they're going up in value. They don't allow for equity capture. You're not getting principal pay down. And the tax advantages of real estate are far superior than that of the type of investing you're doing right now. You know, I looked at the stock market today. High five to you guys that's still in the stock market. It looked like the NASDAQ gapped up, new high. Looks like the Dow Jones gapped up, didn't get to a new high, but at least it's getting back up there. So you're feeling better about your investments. You're feeling like you're on the right road. But are you on the right road? And do you even know what you're invested in? Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. I'm going to get into some of those investment instruments. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I'm just saying, don't be like most Americans. Now, I'm not talking about patriotism. I'm not talking about loving your country. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about when it comes to retirement. Don't be like most Americans. Don't think that you've got a long, and when I say long, I mean a long-term game plan that's going to get you to a point of retirement, and it's going to be static the whole time. It's going to do everything that you ever expected it to do. It's going to achieve the results you're looking for. I'll tell you what, a 30-year game plan is a long time. A 40-year game plan is an even longer time. And for some of you, you know, focused maybe on the 50-year long play, that can be a challenge. It can be a huge challenge. Now, there are different types of investment products out there that, to be honest with you, they don't have anything to do with real estate. And these are the types of investment products that maybe you're invested in. Or maybe you've got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And the idea is you buy some of this, you buy some of that, and they diversify your investment. Therefore, if one fails to go up or one gets damaged, maybe the benefit achieved by the other investment compensates for it. And the idea is that you continue to grow on an annual rate of, I don't know, what do your financial planners tell you? 7%? Okay, 7% per year. You might be invested in stocks. You might be invested in bonds. You could be invested in municipal bonds or mutual funds. See, I'm already getting confused. You could have investments in exchange-traded funds, annuities, certificates of deposit, commodities, hedge funds. There's a little thing out there called real estate investment trusts. You could be invested in those. I'm not, because those aren't real estate investments. International investing. I mean, the SEC has got a laundry list of different things that you can invest in. And you know what the first thing they do? When you focus on what the SEC tells you to do, because investor education is an important component of what the SEC does. Not only do they do all this compliance stuff in the bigger picture of things, they also have a mission to help you understand investing. That's right. And they do it in a, get this, a 30-page document entitled Saving and Investing, a Roadmap to Your Financial Security Through Saving and Investing. See, the government believes that you have to be on this long road. You've got to do the most difficult approach to investing and retiring. And we don't believe that at all. We believe that you can change course at any time. But in order to do so, you're going to have to obtain an appropriate education. Now, we don't want you to just say, hey, you know what? Real estate is cool. I want to do real estate. And you know what I'm going to do? Hey, there's a house down the street. There's a for sale sign. I'm just going to buy that. That's not how you invest in real estate. What you have to do is you have to, first of all, get a qualified education. And when I say qualified, it means you don't necessarily have to go to a four-year university and major in finance and real estate. Do some people do that? Yep, some people do that. Is that required for you to be able to start investing literally next week in real estate assets that can start paying you five different ways? I'm going to suggest something different. I'm going to suggest that you can get a qualified education in 16 hours. And in 16 hours, you can learn specifically everything that you need to know to make qualified investments in single-family properties or in multifamily communities. You can do it. You know why I know? Because I've done it. Because I've gone through the qualified 16-hour education program. It's the program that we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited. And it is designed to make you stop in your tracks, think about what you're doing for retirement. Think about where you're trying to get to, causing you to examine your goals and objectives, or in some cases, to get you to a point where you have goals and objectives, because you don't have those right now. And then teaching you the fundamentals of real estate investing so that you can go out and get started right away. We teach you everything you need to know. Now, it takes 16 hours to get it done. So, you know, are you willing to commit 16 hours of your life to finding the roadmap to a better possibility for yourself? And I would suggest to you, yes, you should do it. You should consider finding a different path, because the path you're on is getting you nowhere fast. The path you're on is very confusing. I mean, if some of you, you've got these investment portfolios where you've got a bunch of those things that I identified earlier in that portfolio, and they're all designed to be a hedge against something else. They're all designed to be a backstop in case this one goes bad, then that one's okay. But if that one goes bad, then I've got this one here to help me out so that you can continue to grow at a 7% rate. I don't think that's good enough. I really don't. I think that when you properly educate yourself on how to invest in real estate, you are basically given the keys to the kingdom. You are given the keys to retirement in 5 years or less. We teach you how to do it. It's really that simple. Some of you are saying, okay, fine. Let me check this thing out. How do I do it? Well, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to spend an hour and a half to attend our free workshop. Our free workshop is designed to give you the answers to a lot of questions that you have, to show you what you're currently doing in America, showing you what the results America is achieving, and more so, we show you how we go about buying real estate. We give you the fundamentals right up front so that you can make an informed decision and join our organization so that you can become a member and then go through our 16-hour financial freedom training. And that course will absolutely change your life. It will absolutely give you everything you need to be successful. So what I want you to do is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, you're going to get an opportunity to sign up for several opportunities to attend the free workshop. We've got one on July 15th at noon, another one July 18th at noon. We're doing one July 21st. That's going to be at 8:30 p.m. Oh, by the way, the times I'm giving you, those are all Central Time. And it doesn't matter where you are in the United States. You can access the training. It's informative. It's interactive. We have real estate investors as a part of the seminar that you can interact with and ask questions of. I mean, we're giving you everything you need to get started. So go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com and get started. And we'll be back right after this.
things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, don't be like most Americans. Don't be fooled that retirement requires a whole lot of time and a whole lot of effort on your part, and that you have to spend that time and effort with a qualified financial planner that is going to professionally manage your portfolio for you so that you can go on cruise control. And a lot of you are on cruise control. You are. I mean, essentially, you've got all these different types of investment opportunities out there. Some of you are in different types of vehicles. Let me see what these are. Looking at the SEC's website, they're talking about retirement and retirement plans, and they've got all these different types of retirement plans out there, okay? And you've got employer-sponsored plans, which are your 401ks and your 403bs. There are pension plans out there, which are dying and going away. And there's something called ESOPs. Now, you also have in the retirement plan category, you have the federal government plans. These are the FERS, the CSRS, or the TSP. And then for those of you that, you know, don't have the federal government plan, or you don't have the employer-sponsored plans, you have the opportunity to have self-directed plans, which are, you know, maybe traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs. Maybe they're SEPs, maybe they're simples. You know, and really what these are they're just places for you to park money. You take money every month out of your paycheck. Maybe it comes out pre-tax. Maybe it comes out post-tax. I mean, these plans are all different. They all do different things. And let's say you put that money away and hopefully it grows. Now, I saw a stat. I was looking at the break. I was curious as to, you know, how are stocks doing and how are bonds doing in the long term? I'm talking about the very long term. And according to MoneyCNN.com, they say that since 1926, that's going back over 90 years, large stocks have returned an average of 10% per year. Long-term government bonds have returned between 5 and 6%. So it kind of gives you an idea of what kind of returns you're getting. Oh, and by the way, whatever returns you get in those retirement plans, that money stays in those retirement plans. So in other words, if you've got a stock that made you 10%, let's say you put, oh, I don't know, you've got a $1,000 stock out there and it made you 10%. Okay, so it made you $100. Well, that $100 goes back in to buy you more shares of stuff that isn't getting you any closer to retirement. And you can't use that money to start offsetting your normal expenses. See, we follow a concept called chunking. And chunking basically says this. You go out and you invest in a piece of real estate. That real estate produces you cash flow. It produces other ways for you to make money, but we're going to focus just on the cash flow. So that cash flow comes in, and let's say that cash flow is returning $400 a month. one rental property producing $400 a month. And a lot of you are thinking, well, heck, I make $10,000 a month. $400 isn't a big amount of money. And in comparison, you're right. It's not a big amount of money. But what it is this. It is a starting place. It is a place to get started. So you have one asset producing cash flow of $400 per month. That's after all the expenses are taken into consideration. What do you do with that money? Well, you use that money to offset your other bills. You know, maybe you've got a car payment that is $400 a month. You now have an asset bringing in $400 a month so that that car payment is taken care of. It takes a burden off of you to make that car payment with your wages. You starting to see the picture now? You get a second rental property. And maybe now you've got $800 coming in. So now what do you pay off? Well, you're already taking care of the car payment. Well, maybe you have two cars in your family. Maybe there's two car payments. So now the real estate is taking care of two car payments. So that's $800 a month in expenditures that you're not having to spend. So what do you do with that other $800? Well, here's what I would recommend you do. You start putting that aside. You start doing the things that you're doing, but you stop doing them within all of these different retirement vehicles. You have the ability to set money aside yourself. Now, some of you are saying, well, hey, my 401k, you know, the bottom line is I get matching funds. So I'm going to keep investing there because I get free money. Well, okay, maybe you get free money and maybe you don't. I'll tell you what, you come to our 2-day financial freedom seminar. We actually address that in our 2-day financial freedom seminar. We show you how, even though you're getting matching funds, once you take into account any penalties, any types of interest to try and pull that money out to invest it a different way, you're pretty much left with the money that you injected, maybe a little bit more. Maybe you get 8 to 10% more. But if you took that money and you started setting it aside to buy into real estate assets. Let's say you're taking $1,000 a month and you're injecting it in a retirement fund. At the end of a year, you would have $1,200. And with that $1,200, you could get started into a real estate investment in its own right. Maybe you're thinking, well, $1,200 isn't enough. All right, double it down. Put $2,000 a month away. In a year, you'll have $24,000 that you can use to make an investment. And that investment can turn around and start paying you monthly cash flow. And with the monthly cash flow, you can make a decision. You can either decide to use it to pay bills, or you could keep reinjecting that money back into your own fund so that you continue to grow that fund. And in doing so, you're able to go out and buy more real estate. There's a very slow way to doing this, and that's kind of what I just described. There's a much faster way that we talk about in our 2-day financial freedom seminar. Because if you're going to get yourself retired in 5 years or less, just getting returns of, say, 10% in the stock market or 5 to 6% in the bond market isn't going to cut it for you. It's not going to do it for you. You've got to find healthy assets that perform much better. Last week, I mentioned that a buddy of mine had acquired a property, and he was going through an option period because he had to have a few things checked out. Well, those things checked out to be exactly what he thought they were, so he went forward and closed the transaction, and now he owns a piece of real estate that he's getting ready to put through a rehab project. And when he comes out of the rehab project, which he estimates will take him maybe 4, possibly 5 weeks, he will be in position to put a very high quality tenant into that property because he's going to have the nicest thing on the market. It's going to be real easy to lease. And when he finds that quality tenant, he gets that tenant in place, and I should say resident, because a tenant's just, it's gotten such a bad stigma. So let's just say he finds that quality resident, that resident goes into place, lives in the property, pays him a rental payment. He uses that to pay the associated expenses, and he's receiving about $400 a month. And I think that particular deal was going to return about $350 a month in passive income for him. $350 a month coming in routinely on the first of the month because he's got quality people in place. And because he's using hard money to acquire the property and do a lot of the repairs, his cash out of pocket is less. He doesn't need as much money as you would think he would need going into the deal. And he gets out of that hard money loan by putting conventional financing on the property after he gets the rehabilitation complete, because now a conventional lender is interested in loaning on that property. So now he has an asset producing cash flow. And I'll tell you what, my buddy's case, that's not his first one. It's his ninth property. When I talked to him over the weekend, because I was curious how things went, he says he's close. He's close to getting himself to a point of retirement. And I said, well, how many more properties do you think you need? And he says, I think I need three more. Okay, three more. You know how long he's been doing this? A little over 3 years. So in a period of 3 years, he's been able to obtain 9 rental homes, which are producing passive income for him. He needs 3 more homes to go to achieve that point of retirement, that point where he has enough passive income coming in to offset his bills. He is really close. And I'll tell you what, he's going to be successful. He's going to get there because he's focused and because he has a proper real estate education. So, for those of you wanting to get started, want to figure out how to get on the road to getting off the road you're on, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of our free workshops, and we'll take it from there. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.